This past weekend, August 15th through 18th, would have been the 56th anniversary of Woodstock, which took place back in 1969. That music festival marked the beginning of the sexual revolution. It was free love, free sex, free drugs, free everything. In fact, it marked the beginning of the end for the normal family structure of a husband and wife and kids in the same home. And it was a pivotal turning point in this country. Hi, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day, and I'd like to take a few moments to share with you about the call to sexual purity. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Corinth about using their freedom in Christ as a license to engage in sexual sin. And so Paul writes to the church to remind them that our bodies belong to God and should be completely devoted to Him in purity. So Paul tells us in verse 12, "All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything." In other words, he was saying that as a Christian, it's hard to walk around talking about being free in Christ when the truth is that you were being enslaved by sexual sin in your life. He was writing in a context in which the most prominent structure in the city of Corinth was the temple of Aphrodite, the goddess of love. And that temple had about 1,000 priestesses who were religious prostitutes who lived and worked in the temple and came down into the city each evening to offer their services to citizens and foreign visitors who were passing through the city. And so Paul says to the believers in verse 15, "Don't you know that your bodies are the members of Christ?" In other words, we are in Christ and He is in us. And so our unity with Him is so tightly woven that it's impossible to separate the two. And so when believers engage in sexual immorality, they are in effect forcing Christ to take part in that immoral act with them. The thought of that is so sickening and so nauseating and repulsive that Paul shouts, "God forbid, meganoito," literally, "may it never be." And so he tells them in verse 18, "Flee from sexual immorality." And then in verse 19, he says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body." In other words, Jesus paid the price of our redemption with His own blood. Therefore, we belong to Him. This is the point of the whole passage. Everything has been working towards answering this one overarching question: who owns you, or who calls the shots in your life? And so Paul is saying to us that if your sins have been washed by the blood of the Lamb, then God owns your body as His temple. And being the temple demands that we use our bodies to glorify Him and to run away from all forms of sexual sin. Then you might say, "Hey, Pastor, I'm a Christian who constantly falls into sexual sin, and I'm just tired of it. How can I have victory over this sin in my life?" Well, I would say, number one, read the Bible daily. Psalm 119 tells us, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Number two, pray daily. Acknowledge your dependence upon God and ask Him for the strength to flee from this temptation. And number three, be faithful to your local church and get involved. This matures you and strengthens you against spiritual battles that you face in your life. And so may God help us as we pursue holiness in our daily lives and as we answer the call to sexual purity. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.